There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
It's another hour of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. What is on your mind? What's on your mind? We want to know. 800-228-0550 is the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Put that sucker on your favorites. I would say speed dial, but does anybody do speed dial anymore? It's sort of like, you know, the old dial phones. I don't know that speed dial exists, but, you know, it's your favorites, right? Just that one touch and you call that number. Todd could challenge me today on the program and say, what is your son Alex's phone number? What is your daughter Hannah's number? What is your daughter Haley's number? And I would have to say, give me a second here because I need to go look at my phone and see, what that number is. That's what happens when they're in your favorite. See, you just keep them right there. So anyway, that's the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline that you call when you call the program. We're live today at Village Inn. We're actually at the Village Inn on 13th Avenue South, right about at the Fargo-West Fargo border. It is just a little bit to the west of Blue Cross Blue Shield, across from Sam's and Walmart on 13th Avenue South. And I'd love to have you come by and see us for no other reason than free pie. It's Pie Rush Wednesday, each and every Wednesday at a Village Inn location near you. And we also have some Western Minnesota Steam Threshers reunion tickets for folks to stop in and see us that are heading there this weekend. That's a time-honored tradition out in Rolog, Minnesota, while they last at the Village Inn location in Moorhead. 32nd Avenue South and 25th Street, as well as right here at the 13th Avenue South location of Village Inn. Come on by. Have free pie today. I'd have that VIB if I were you, because you are the VIB here. The Village Inn breakfast is all about you, your own particular deal. And there's like 300 combinations on this breakfast combo. So, you get to pick from four goodies, and you mix and match. See here, so I'm looking at the menu, and I can go, I'll go an omelet. And then I'm going to have a sausage patty. And then, you know what? I'm going to have some cottage cheese rather than the hash browns. And I'll take some pancakes to go with that. That's the VIB. And that's the deal. It is an incredible deal. It's a great breakfast. So check it out at Village Inn. And with every purchase today, the pie is free. That's till 11 tonight at a Village Inn near you. Right here, Fargo and Moorhead as well. Three locations to serve you. All right, 8 past the hour. Obviously, the big story of the day is what we plan to spend some time on today. We have the full hour to take your calls, questions, and comments on the program. Simple as a phone call to 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. I mentioned this earlier, and I want to do this before we get back into the calls. I just want to read you the comments of Drew. You've probably read the stories, seen the stories. I don't know if you've gotten to take a look at the Say Anything blog, but Rob Port, a blogger with the Say Anything blog, did have on his blog last night an actual statement. I mean, and obviously the reporters that interviewed Drew and Kathleen have taken snippets, but there's a little more to it here, and Rob posted this last night, but here's the quotes from Drew in this, and the parts of the story from the Say Anything blog. Many months ago, this is again Drew. Many months ago, I went to Kathleen and confessed that I was unfaithful. It was a very difficult time, and we turned immediately to our longtime pastor and also professional guidance and prayer and a close circle of friends. In the ensuing months, we worked our way through a very painful crucible. I don't know how else to describe it. We have worked so hard to reconstitute the trust that I damaged. This is, by the way, all excerpted from an interview that Rob Port did on the phone with Drew. So I'm just reading his comments verbatim rather than reading the commentary or the news part of this. We've worked so hard to constitute the trust that I damaged. Today, all these many months later, Kathleen and I stand together on ground that has been formed by faith and our love for each other and our love for our amazing family. We are supported all the way by the love of friends and family as well. Rob goes on to say, Wrigley declined to offer specifics about the affair. He wouldn't specify when the affair began or when it ended, but did say that his wife has been aware of it for months. The woman is married. I reached out to her for comment. on Thursday, August 27th, but he would not respond to specific questions about the situation. I am not naming the couple as they are private citizens not connected with the state government. I was first made aware of the affair through an anonymous email tip. Never, Wrigley said, when asked if he had official business with the couple at any time. Asked about how this impacts his political plans, Wrigley said he and his wife have not yet made a decision about a 2016 campaign. He's again quoted here saying, today is certainly not about an election. We're going to leave that for another day. I'm a husband and a father first, which is a long way ahead of anything else. Whatever course we elect to follow, Kathleen and I are choosing that course together. We have a decision to make, and we will make every one of those decisions together. To be able to relay that message to you today, after all these months, is really a sign of the blessing we've been able to rely on in a very difficult time in our marriage. Wrigley also said that the affair has not impacted his job performance as lieutenant governor, saying, of course not. He said, when asked to be planned to resign, this is a strictly private matter. My work as lieutenant governor has been and remains unaffected by this. While it is a very difficult time personally, I continue to carry out my responsibilities and to pour out my professional energies into my work as lieutenant governor. That's the gist of the story. And I don't know if you've read that yet. I don't know how deep you would delve into the news stories that are out there, but I wanted to share that with you as well, so you had that nugget as we discussed this. All right? 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. You can text Todd as well at 701-226-8503. I want to know what your feelings are about this. Bruce in South Dakota is on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Hey, Bruce, what's on your mind?
Oh, not much. I'd have to echo one of your previous callers. God bless Drew and his wife. I know they're Wrigley's. His dad and his brother were Shriners, and along with me. And they're just good people. And, you know, praise God. You know, they're working through it. They're handling it. And I couldn't agree more. He would not send cast the first stone. But more importantly, I was at a ball game last week watching my favorite baseball team, the Red Hawks, play, and there was a fellow that sat down a couple rows in front of me. I was driving, so I couldn't do this, but he had himself a nice Fargo Brut beer and this foot-long Cloverdale bratwurst wrapped in bacon. And, of course, my heart became a lust, and I had me some pots, and I went searching for this foot-long Cloverdale bratwurst with bacon, and I have been to a lot of my favorite grocers, and I can't find it. Where can I find this other than the, because, you know, this next weekend, or this weekend coming up, is the last of the season. So I'm going to need to go through winter with a foot-long bratwurst with bacon.
Yeah, you have a huge dilemma on your hands here, Bruce. If you don't mind, I'm going to put you on hold. And we'll try and get you an answer during the break if we can. If we don't, we'll get your information and get it back to you. I'll check with T.J. Russell and the team at Cloverdale and find out what you described sounds unbelievable. And there are a few more Red Hawks games left, so if you can take them in, you can have the bonus of having that for a meal. But if not, I'm with you. I want to find out where to get it. So hang on a moment, Bruce, and we'll find out, okay?
Thanks.
All right. Sounds good. Texter says, in regards to Wrigley, the question should be asked, who are the people promoting this sad story, and what is their motivations? According to Jim Fugley's blog, it came from a high-ranking member of the Republican Party. Now, there's a story. I saw that. I would admit to the fact that when I saw it, I thought, isn't this classic North Dakota GOP eating its own in a circular firing squad? That, you know, obviously some jealousies of Drew fuel, you know, people stooping to that level. And I know firsthand of individuals who've learned about this from Republican sources and Republican Party officials. But you know what? That's not the story. I mean, that really isn't, because if there was not a decision to enter into an extramarital affair, they wouldn't have anything to talk about. So it's real easy to go there, and I'm not going there. I just, you know, I mean, whatever. They'll get their due. If you live your life running around spreading gossip about other people, you have one miserable life. You have one miserable life. You know, I mean, that really, that's... I had a priest friend one time tell me that, you know what, if you gossip, you're killing someone, not in a mortal sense, but you're killing a part of them. You know, I mean, and look, we all do it. It's part of our human nature. But, you know, I think to the extent this was fueled by Republicans, they'll get their due, and they're not happy people. So just have to leave it at that. Some people are very crass about that stuff. I genuinely want your opinion on this, and I appreciate that texter and others as well. I want to know your take on it. 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. We're going to try and get an answer for Bruce here during the break, and then we're going to go to Ron and Kildare. Stay tuned. More coming up.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
I'm Brandon. The disease I got from smoking led to me having both of my legs amputated. It's called Berger's disease. It can destroy your skin tissue and lead to infection, gangrene, or worse. So I have a tip in case that happens to you. Take showers instead of baths and use a shower chair. You'll find bathtubs are a lot harder to get in and out of when you don't have legs.
Smoking causes immediate damage to your body. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW or learn more at BreatheND.com. Brought to you by the North Dakota Center for Tobacco Prevention and Control Policy and your local public health unit.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions feature exceptional cropland auctions in Emmons, Eddy, Lemoore, Benson, Grand Forks, Grant, McLean, Sheridan, Stark, Don, Hedinger, Slope, Adam, Cass, Norman, and Clay counties. And a Pfeiffer's exclusive Western Dakota land auction event in October featuring over 4,000 acres of exceptional pheasant and deer hunting land. For a complete catalog in each of these auctions, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
No! That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Minnesota Steam Thrashers reunion tickets for the asking when you stop by and see us at Village Inn today. Village Inn locations, Moorhead, 2 in Fargo, and I'm at the 13th Avenue South location. Come on by. We have them, and we have free pie today. That's right, Pie Rush Wednesday at Village Inn. That any good or what? And also we're brought to you on Wednesdays by our good friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Find out more about what they're doing at SecureEnergyFuture.org. There are so many important things going on nationally right now. I mean, this is a Rand vote. Unbelievable. And I guess Barbara Mikulski now gave them the vote they need. So this thing looks to be, Obama's going to get his way on Iran because of the Democrats in the Senate. And it's unbelievable. And, you know, Heidi Heitkamp sending out letters telling people all the good points of the deal, so assume she's going to vote for it, too. It's unreal. But the Coalition for Secure Energy Future, you're going to find out about that clean power plan and what the EPA is doing there to your electricity bill. That's why it matters to you, to your electricity bill, to the reliability of electricity that you have in your home to care for your family. That's what's at stake here. So find out more about it at SecureEnergyFuture.org. All right, I'm still working on that answer on the brats wrapped in bacon. Todd, can you help me not forget that we need to get that fellow an answer? I didn't get it during the break, but I'm on it. I'm efforting an answer to find out where you can get them. Ron and Kildare, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, you have to classify this under for what it's worth. When I was a younger fella, I took a newsletter from a very conservative person. He was a Mormon. And he talked about divorce. And he said not only is it wrong, but it's probably the dumbest financial decision that a young married couple or any married couple can make. And I guess my message would be, not only is it wrong, but it's also stupid. So people, men and women, and this is for me, too, because I work on the road, think about what you're doing.
Well, and, nobody's talking divorce in this case.
Well,
right?
It's
right?
Just,
I mean, but divorce is certainly, I mean, we can probably point to how many, affairs have led to divorce, right? I think that's what, I mean, again, here's the quote in the forum story by Mike Nowitzki by Kathleen Wrigley, the wife of Lieutenant Governor Drew Wrigley. Quote, "This is the most painful thing. I was shocked and probably more hurt than I have ever been. Very disappointed. And in working through so many different avenues for hope, at the end of the day, I believe in second chances." So, to your point, they obviously are not getting there, but it does most often get there, and I hear what you're saying. But I think that's I would really love to hear from some wives in this case, some women as well, what they feel about this particular situation. I'm genuinely interested in how folks react to it. I really am. But Ron, I think I hear what you're saying. You want people to hear and think long and hard about going through that pain. And you're saying, financially, it hurts. Well, that'd be the least anybody's worries, wouldn't it? I mean, just the pain that happens to kids and moms and dads and families. Wow.
Well, absolutely. But the point is this. His name was Howard Ruff. The point that he was trying to make was that a lot of people never financially recover from a divorce, and it has a big effect on your future.
Understood, Ron. Good advice. Appreciate the call. Harold in South Dakota, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hello.
Harold, you're on.
Say, I was wondering what your thoughts are about the American political system that can give us, once again, a member from the Bush family, a member from the Clinton family, as potential presidential candidates when we've had such atrociously lousy performance from every member of that group that has ever been in public office. When you couple them two families with Obama, I think that there's been more damage done to this nation collectively by them three outfits than what Hitler maybe did.
Hello, and thanks for calling the flank.
Hello?
Yeah.
You got me now? I lost you for a second, Harold, so I didn't hear all of your question, unfortunately. I don't know what happened. I dropped out there.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, I'll go again if I can remember it all. What's wrong with our American political system that is giving us presidential candidate, a member from the Clinton family and the Bush family, when we've had such terrible performance from other members of that family in the past?
The candidates we get are the ones that are supported by us. So there's 17 candidates, isn't there? 16 or 17 candidates on the Republican Party side. So rally around one that's different. I mean, it's, you know, again, there's a Bush and there's a Clinton in this. The Clinton seems to be on the ropes. It's been no picnic for Jeb Bush, despite the fact he's got a lot of money in a kitty. But ultimately, the people decide this. You know, ultimately.
Our society must be on the ropes to allow those two clowns to get as far as they've gotten heretofore.
Yeah, I wouldn't refer to Jeb Bush as a clown, but I mean, I welcome other opinions on that. I know people don't like him, but I think his record suggests that he's done what he said he was going to do. I don't think he's a clown. Hillary Clinton is a crook. She's not a clown. She's a crook.
Well, so is Jeb. So is Jeb.
Jeb's a crook.
Yes, do some research. While his granddaddy was in office, he got his hooks into a bunch of government contracts through the State Department and ended up selling irrigation equipment, amongst other things, to countries overseas that didn't get it at outrageously inflated prices.
So his grandfather did, or Jeb himself?
Jeb himself, him and a couple of his buddies, and that was before he was governor of Florida.
Yeah, well, I mean, trust me, if there is anything even in the hint of the way of a scandal on Jeb Bush, you're going to know about it and know about it big time, Harold. But I respect your opinion on Jeb Bush. I just have a different opinion on him. Nonetheless, I agree with you, and I think one of the reasons the two top vote-getters among Iowa caucus goers right now are a fellow by the name of Donald Trump and Ben Carson, who've been on a ballot never, speaks volumes about how people want change, and I think that's just fine. Appreciate your call, though. Call again. Love hearing from our friends in South Dakota. Bob, in Valley City, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I think this Wrigley thing, I think there's probably no reason for a divorce right now between those two, but when he doesn't get to be governor, I think that's what it's going to be, because I think the only reason they're bonding together now is because he wants to be governor and she wants to be first lady, and they're looking on the other side of it, rather than looking on the personal side. When he doesn't get to be governor, then the divorce will happen. And also, if I voted for Heitkamp, and I'm a Republican, and I'll tell you what, I voted for her because the other one, the other choice I had, I just wasn't going to swallow. But if she goes along with his Iran, I'm never going to vote for her again.
Hang on a second. Let's finish this on the other side of the break, if you don't mind. Kurt on the road behind Bob, and we'll continue on What's on Your Mind straight ahead. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
I'm Brandon. The disease I got from smoking led to me having both of my legs amputated. It's called Berger's disease. It can destroy your skin tissue and lead to infection, gangrene, or worse. So I have a tip in case that happens to you. Take showers instead of baths, and use a shower chair. You'll find bathtubs are a lot harder to get in and out of when you don't have legs.
Smoking causes immediate damage to your body. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW or learn more at BreatheND.com. Brought to you by the North Dakota Center for Tobacco Prevention and Control Policy and your local public health unit.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water, and your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
You're old enough to tell that something is definitely wrong. You've been paying attention for years, and you're ready. You're probably frustrated because your children don't listen to your words of warning. What will you do when your grandkids show up hungry at your door? Get more food storage from Ready Supply Foods. We sell 50% more food for your dollar, and we can prove it. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We're the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
I'm referring to Drew Wrigley and his wife. If this was on the liberal side, it'd be a feather in their cap. But since it's on the conservative side, it's a black ball. I say forgive and let him run if that's his choice. Have a great day.
You have a great day. We're back on What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hennen. We're broadcasting live at the Village Inn today, actually in Fargo on 13th Avenue South. There's two other Village Inn locations, Moorhead, 32nd Avenue, and 25th, right at that intersection. And today you come into a Village Inn, you get free pie. Any purchase gets you free pie. No kidding. And I'm looking at peach lattice pie that is to die for right in front of me here. That's unbelievable. And it's free. So are the Western Minnesota Steam Threshers reunion tickets coming to any Village Inn location. While they last today, say, I want to go to the Steam Threshers reunion on Scott, and they'll hand you an orange pair of passes, and you will have a great time there this weekend. We'll be out there broadcasting live on Friday. Tomorrow we're in Tioga, another of our top 10 broadcasts. We'll also have that talk radio town hall with the chair of the committee that is charged with dealing with Iran. And we'll give you facts tomorrow on the program about this Iran deal that you need to know about. So that and some good folks from Tioga as well. Monday, Labor Day, and next week, I don't know even what day is tomorrow. So how can I tell you about next week? But I know we have lots of fun planned, including with the Bismarck Police Chief Dan Donlan and Fargo Interim Chief David Todd will join us for a talk radio town hall on crime in their cities and what they're doing about it. So look forward to that as well coming up on What's on Your Mind. Okay, so let's see. We were chatting with Bob in Valley City, and Bob, we were getting to the break. You were getting cut off, and I just wanted to give you a chance to finish your comment on the lieutenant governor in this story.
Well, that's just basically what I wanted to say was we'll see what happens after he doesn't get to be governor. But one other thing is, did Bush change his mind on Common Core? I heard different things that he's kind of peddling backwards on that. Do you know what the scoop is on
that?
Yeah,
when I first heard his position on Common Core, I wanted to heave, but I've heard him talk about it. He talks about it much the way Governor Dalrymple does, specific to standards. And I think the answer to your question is yes, and you just need to listen to him. His interview with Hannity right after he announced, and since he brought that up a few times. I just want to say one thing on your comment earlier to say, essentially what you're saying is that the news regarding Lieutenant Governor Wrigley acknowledging an affair, sharing personal details about it, his family's working through it, having counseling, everything else. You're saying it's all political. You're saying they're just doing this, and this is about preserving his chances to be governor. As I said earlier, I know Drew, all right? And I know Kathleen. And I could just tell you that that couldn't be any further from the truth. I totally understand your viewpoint, Bob. I understand how people can be cynical about how these things happen. And I don't doubt that the vast majority of the political leaders in the position that he's been in or they're in together, that'd be the case. I'm just telling you, I know it isn't in this case.
Okay. Did you ever think that he was going to have an affair? Did you think that you knew him all this time and he was a good guy? And did you ever think he was the type of guy to have an affair? Because I know certain people in my life who I question would have one or wouldn't. Is he one that you wouldn't consider having one?
Yeah, I will tell you a quick story. When I first heard this rumor, it was somebody saying there's no way he'll run because did you hear about? And I said, I would bet you. That is, I said there's 99.9% chance that's not true. That's what I said. And that was my initial reaction. So did I ever think? No. I don't think anybody did. I don't think Drew would if you'd have told him to the, and the guy's an Eagle Scout. I mean, he is a former U.S. attorney. He knows, but look, is anybody in this world perfect? The answer to that is absolutely not. There's been one person in the entire sweep of history that's been perfect, and he died on a cross. So I'm not putting him on a pedestal. I'm not saying he's blameless. All I'm saying is I understand the sentiment, Bob, but when you say, they'll divorce just as soon as he doesn't get the governor because it's all about the governor thing, that's very crass about a very personal situation right now, and I understand it's the political viewpoint. I'm just telling you I believe it's very different than that. So
I understand where you're going, but the way that I look at it is when you have a problem with your family and your wife and your relationship, you get the counseling and the prevention and all that stuff before you have an affair. You don't go out and have an affair and then go, oh, my gosh, I had an affair. Now we need to go to counseling. You do it the other way around.
But does this happen 100,000 times or plus more every day?
You bet
that
it does.
Yeah.
It does. It happens all the time.
Yeah, no, I don't think anybody's saying there's not a flaw. Look, I'm disappointed. I'm hurt because I quickly said 99.9% that's not true. All right, and you know what I did? I hope what any friend would do. I called Drew and I said, hey, you need to know this is what's being said, and here's what I said. And his answer was, Scotty, I'm not a perfect person.
Nobody is.
Well, that's exactly right. Now, I didn't want any details, but I knew what I needed to know at that point. And that's really the only time we talked about it for a very short period of time. And I started sincerely directing my prayers to he, his wife, their kids, their parents, and their extended family. Because I knew...
Even knowing that he's done this, I still don't think that that should preclude him from being governor. It's just that, when you do something like that, there are consequences. I'm an optimist all the time, but when I see this happening and he's out ahead of the curve, and all of these things are being done, I'm optimistic enough to be a pessimist about this, that if he doesn't get to be governor of the nomination, we'll see 6 months or a year after that if they still together. I'll talk to you then. See.
All right, Bob. I'll pray for a different outcome than you're predicting. Kurt on the road, what's on your mind? You're up next.
Hey, I just called in because you had said something about where can you get bacon wrapped hot dogs at the Red Ox.
Well, right. So Bruce called in. You used to make them?
I used to run the stand. I used to work in the stand there, yeah. Now they got foot-long bacon wrapped hot dogs.
That's like unbelievable. So this, we had a caller, Bruce from Minot, who called, and he had one there. He's wondering where else you can get them. He's wondering where else you can get them. So that's what I was trying to check.
What you can do is you can buy the hot dogs and the bacon and make your own. I made my own at home, and they're just as good.
Oh, good point.
On the grill.
Yeah. That obviously can do that, right? I mean, that everything's better with bacon. Bottom line, right?
Oh, yeah.
No matter what. It's a very good idea. So. Yeah, and would any particular tricks, since you've done them before, that you'd suggest for anybody who wants to go get some Cloverdale brats and then add the Cloverdale bacon?
Make sure that you want to, when you wrap the hot dogs, you put a toothpick through the ends so that they don't come off when you're baking them. And then, because once they get once they get cooked, then they stay on. But other than that, if you don't put the toothpaste through them to start with, then they come unwrapped. So, but other than
makes
that,
sense.
It works great. So,
makes sense, Kurt.
And
thanks for the call. And they're very good. I wouldn't doubt it one bit. I've never met a slice of Cloverdale bacon that wasn't or a brat. Dan and Fargo, you're next. And what's on your mind?
Yeah, hi. Hey, I just wanted to weigh in on the last, the next to the last caller when he said that he was a Republican and voted for Heidi Heitkamp. I agree with him. If she goes through with this vote, her political career in North Dakota, I think, stops. I think the people in North Dakota aren't going to tolerate that.
Well, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. Then we ought to be rooting for her to vote for it. If it's gonna pass anyway, and it sounds like with Barbara Mikulski's support today, it would. Because by the way, I agree with you. I mean, I've said on this program that her vote defending Planned Parenthood and what they were doing as research. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, they're sending the heads of babies in a box, and she's defending that as research. And can't make a common sense decision to vote in favor of removing the taxpayer-funded dollars for Planned Parenthood, and by the way, putting them to North Dakota women's health centers. So that was strike one. Strike two would be Iran. If she votes for both, she's not running for governor, and she's not planning on doing anything other than, you know, filling this term and maybe hoping we forget if she decides to run for a second one. Dan, I couldn't agree with you anymore.
Yes, voting for Planned Parenthood, that. For a North Dakota senator, she's toast. She's not going to be worth a darn. Nobody's going to vote for her for that. And the Iran deal, she's putting the entire government or the entire nation at risk.
I am with you. I appreciate the call. And by the way, we're going to spend an extensive amount of time tomorrow during our Tioga broadcast talking with one of the key chairmen of the House about this very topic. Inform yourself on what this deal will mean for our future. It is scary. And by the way, the reason Senator Dorgan's running around doing interviews and Senator Conrad and Secretary Moniz of the Energy Obama Administration Energy Secretary doing interviews with the friendly media to Senator Heitkamp is to soften the blow of her pending yes vote. I hope she surprises us and votes no. I really do, for the sake of the country. But politically, I'm with you, Dan. I think that's not going to be good. Nice to hear from you. Appreciate the call. 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Todd, go ahead and roll that latest caller that came in off air on that hotline.
Hi there. My question is for the Western Minnesota Steam Threshers reunion tickets here at Village Inn. Are we supposed to have to eat to get one ticket and one per customer, or do we walk in and, request tickets until they're gone? That's all I understood.
Okay, first of all, why wouldn't you want to eat, number one? And it's free pie. So, I mean, you buy a soda, you get a free pie. Free pie with any purchase. But if you're too busy or whatever, the tickets are here. And by the way, I had somebody come up today and say, I'd really love to take my family. Can I have four? Boom, handed them four. Other folks are too, so it's what you need. So, but I will tell you this, they're a hot item, and they're going to go. So if you want them, I would get to a Village Inn location near you, El Pronto, because it is something that we aren't going to have very long. So come on in. Let's see here. Emailer says, Mike says, someone I know always says marriage is grand and divorce is 100 grand. Yeah. Another texter says, enough about Wrigley. Obama just got the votes he needs for the Iran deal. That's scary business. Well, we've been talking about that, too. Emailer says, what do you think about a Trump, Carson, or Fiorina ticket? Wouldn't that be something? I don't think Donald Trump's going to be the nominee. He could be, but I don't think he will be. But I do think Ben Carson or Carly Fiorina are going to be solid, if they are not the nominee, selections for number two, in my opinion. Last chance to weigh in on the Talk Radio Town Hall, 800-228-0550 for the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. More coming up after this.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm Dr. Sam Markell, NDSU Extension Plant Pathologist. Soybean farmers, please plan to attend one of the three NDSU Soybean Cyst Nematode Field Days this September. Soybean Cyst Nematode is one of the most destructive soybean diseases in the United States, and it continues to spread through North Dakota. Learn about sampling, biology, nematicides, resistant varieties, and more. Soybean Cyst Nematode sampling bags will be available for farmers, and the testing is funded courtesy of the North Dakota Soybean Council. Join us September 4th in Absaraka, September 9th in Galesburg, and September 11th in Hankinson. All soybean cyst nematode field days begin at 10 a.m. and conclude with lunch. For more information and directions to the plots, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
I have an Anarco Steel building, and I want to say that Alan and Ed are good, honest, hardworking people. I listened to their ideas and suggestions, and I'm glad we did. They come to the site and check on their crews. They're really on top of everything. The building they put up for us is solid, and it will last us for years.
Call Anderco for the best in steel buildings and customer service. 701-277-7078. That's 701-277-7078.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
We're back on the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, powered in part by our friends at Valley Imports. That's right, your Mercedes-Benz dealer in North Dakota, Porsche, Audi, too. Go online, valleyimports.com. You buy a Mercedes, you get 2 years of free service if you mention yours truly. And they'll find you any vehicle you want. If you don't find it on the website, they'll find it. You'll get a great deal. They service it right here. They come get it. They bring it to you. They deliver it. I mean, if you have a breakdown, they'll come get it, service it. The service is incredible. ValleyImports.com. All right. We got a whole boatload of comments here. Lori says, how does Kathleen, speaking of Lieutenant Governor Drew Wrigley's wife, Kathleen, how does Kathleen regain trust in her husband again? Trust is a hard thing to regain in a marriage after infidelity. I can't even imagine. I totally understand what you're saying, and only she can answer that question. And obviously, from all of their comments, that's exactly what they're doing right now. Another texter says, I'm a wife. I'm a mom. Kathleen's reaction is a godly one. And I pray, if I were in the same circumstances, that I could react with such grace. Wow. That's pretty cool. Carolyn in Twin Valley, Minnesota. What's on your mind?
Well, I've been listening to the people talking about Heitkamp voting on this Iran deal. They don't need her vote. She can vote no on that bill and skip by.
Yeah, they now that's what they don't need her now. You're right. That's why it's going to be very interesting. Politically, she'd get a pass, and they've clearly been working on it. So, you know, she may go the other way. You're right. And that politically would be smart, but we'll see, right? Because it's a pretty powerful lobby, too. I thought the same thing when I heard the Mikulski vote. I thought the same thing. And she's always been on the bubble, one they were counting on, and she probably could already curry favor by saying, yep, I was going to be with you, and I was with you, and now you don't need me, so can you let me go here?
Because this won't go over well. So what are these people going to do then when she votes no? I mean, as far as I'm concerned, they still should be not voting for her for governor or to do her Senate seat again.
Yeah, no, fair point. I hear you. I got a boatload of calls waiting to get in. We're in our short segment, so I'm going to cut you short, Carolyn, but I appreciate it very much. No problem. Jason Devil's Lake, tell me what's on your mind.
My comment on Wrigley is, cheat on your wife, how do you stay true to your state of North Dakota? And second of all, what happened to the United States? We sent our guys to Iran. We're becoming what they're over there fighting for. I think maybe that we should vote, not the Senate, because they obviously don't know how to run this country anymore.
Very interesting point. Appreciate the call very much. Thanks, and you guys are great. Roger in Fargo, what's on your mind? Roger, are you there?
I'm here, Scott.
Give me your best 30 seconds, my man.
Well, here's my best 30 seconds. My heart breaks for Kathleen and Drew. I pray to God that they can work this out. From a political perspective, I remember many years ago when Bill Clinton was 48 years old, and Senator Dorgan was on Crossfire 3:30 in the Saturday afternoon. And he said, well, number one, we don't know if it's true. And number two, if it is, it's his private business. So hopefully the Democrats will respect that.
It's usually different rules when there's a Republican involved in discretion. I don't know if you've noticed that before, but
isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it is quite amazing. Roger, I appreciate your call, and I hope you call again.
Thanks, Scott.
800-228-0550, folks, 24/7 at 855-200-1776. The heck was that? That lady's back, Todd. I thought you fired her. Anyway, Art Rosenberg is on the phone from Sunbelt Business Brokers and Sunbelt of North Dakota. Art, thanks for joining us for a moment to end the program today. How you doing? Art, can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you.
How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Doing very well. So let's talk a little bit about getting the most money for your business. We got business owners out there. How do they get the most money for their business?
Using Sunbelt Business Brokers is one way to do it. Obviously, what we're able to do is bring the market to you, so you're able to sell your business and hopefully look at multiple buyers instead of just one buyer or trying to, you know, sell your business on the side while you're running your business.
So, you know, one of the first questions you get from a business owner, what's my business worth? How do you go about determining that?
What we do is we sit down and go through their financials, look at their past performances, go through a series of questions. And then in most cases, we'll recommend them looking at a valuation. We create a calculation of valuation with a third-party independent group that we work with and take all their information, run it through their system. They look at national and regional sales that have occurred in the same industry, match that up, and then they'll give you a calculation of value that allows you to kind of set a price and move forward and see if you're comfortable with selling at this point or if you're not, then we'll look at things we can help provide to you to increase the value of your business over a series of time so that you can get the price you want.
Getting the most money for your business from all that toil and hard work and everything else. Very important. And that's why you need a pro like Sunbelt Business Brokers and Sunbelt of North Dakota. Give Art Rosenberg a call. Art, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
701-347-2727.
One more time?
701-347-2727.
All right. Good to talk to you. Thanks a bunch.
All right. Thanks, Scott. See ya.
Sunbelt Business Brokers, Sunbelt of North Dakota, one of our fine sponsors on What's on Your Mind. We will do our best to get to everybody tomorrow. Kevin and Tioga, I know we missed out on your call, and we will be in Tioga tomorrow, as a matter of fact, Friday at the Steam Threshers Reunion. Make sure you stop by Village Inn if you're in and around the Fargo area, Moorhead, two locations in Fargo. And while they last, Western Minnesota Steam Threshers Reunion tickets are yours, plus free pie. God bless you one and all, and thanks for listening to What's on Your Mind.
The right price, the selection you're looking for. Mercedes-Benz, the brand, the safest vehicle on the road. An incredible combination, and one you'll only find at Valley Imports. If you're hearing my voice right now, Valley Imports is your Mercedes-Benz dealer, and they are the best. How do I know? I know the good folks and have for years, decades of incredible service at Valley Imports. Mercedes-Benz is the safest car on the road. The features are absolutely amazing. Safety, your family, your livelihood on wheels, very important. Stop and see the good folks at Valley Imports. They're located in Fargo. You can go online to valleyimports.com or call them at 888-929-9843. Valleyimports.com. Don't see the Mercedes you want, they'll get it. Any model at Valley Imports. Valleyimports.com or call 888-929-9843. 888-929-9843.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.